tough loss. You know, we didn't execute very good the latter part of the fourth quarter or in the overtime. They got into us defensively, and we never really executed anything that we tried to do. So, once again, you got to give them credit for the defense. But, you know, we're playing along and doing a good job, and we scored 15 in the fourth quarter. You can't do that. You can't do that. I don't care what kind of defense they're playing. We've got to be able to step up and execute and be able to complete plays. We did not do that, and so it's another loss for us. You know, we have to find a way to dig ourselves out of this. No one's going to feel sorry for us. And as I told the guys in the locker room, we are the only ones that can do that. So we have to be men. You know, it's everybody's fault. There's, you know, it's the players, it's the coaches, it's everybody's fault. Nobody is escaped criticism from this. And, you know, as a collective group, we got to do a better job of executing, and we got to do a better job of getting them in that situation to do that. But it's no excuse. We have to do that, and it doesn't matter what kind of defense they're playing or what they're doing with us. We have to be better than what we are. I don't know if it was tentative. I wouldn't say they were tentative, Paul. But I didn't think, you know, that we made. You know, you have to make, if teams are going to get into you like they were into us, you got to make good hard basketball cuts, and you got to set screens, and you got to come off hard, and you got to roll hard. All of that stuff is about execution. That's what we have to do. And we started the overtime with two turnovers. You know, we just put ourselves in a hole.
Alan, do you, in a sense, are you saying that your team lacked the focus on the court to get the job done?
What I'm saying is that we didn't execute the way we were supposed to. And so you can do with that whatever you want to. We have to be able to execute. We have to be able to get the ball in the basket. We have to be able to rebound the basketball. We did not do those things tonight. We gave up 20 offensive rebounds for 26 points. It's hard to overcome that. And we're not talking about a big team. You know, they're playing a two guard as a four man most of the night. So we have to be able to rebound the basketball. We did not do that, and it cost us once again, we're sitting here with our heads down. It cost us another game. So, you know, we have to get it corrected, and we have to change in a hurry. You know, if not, you know, we'll be out of the playoffs. You know, our goal when we started the year was to make the playoffs. That's still our goal. If we do that, then we can reassess our goals and do something else. But right now, we got to fight for our lives to get that done. And so, as I said, you know, we have to be tougher. We have to execute better. Excuse me. And we have to find a way to win these games, especially at home. We just can't keep giving away games at home.
The quarters leading up to it were children, but did the fourth quarter still similar to the last 2 nights?
No, I mean, we just, you know what, we have to be able to execute better than that. You know, we just have to do it. That's what it comes down to. You know, we got to be able to, you know, guys, there were so many possessions where we were very good defensively on the first possession. You don't complete the defensive possession by obtaining a rebound. So now you're at 24 more seconds that you have to play. Usually against any kind of good team at all, you're going to struggle. You know, you're either going to get in foul trouble or you're going to give up a second shot. And what we did is that we gave up 26 points to that team on second shots. And that's something that we have to take care of.
Where's this team at mentally right now? If there's so many
it, you know what? It doesn't really matter because nobody, what we got to do is that we got to dig ourselves out of this. We got to learn to continue to play hard. We got to learn to complete plays. We got to learn to finish games. That's what it comes down to. It doesn't matter what the mental state is of anyone. That's what we have to do. And you know, we got a lot of games left. You know, if we want to be a playoff team, we got to get it corrected. That's what it comes down to.
What were you hoping to happen on that last possession of regulation?
They didn't do anything. We just said that you have to play up on the guy. You cannot give up a three-point shot. We would rather have him drive to the basket. If he drives to the basket, then we would stay at home on the three-point shooters. But you couldn't let a guy catch it in rhythm and take a couple of dribbles and shoot it. We didn't execute that either.
So what about yours when you had the last shot?
Well, we was hoping to come off a screen, you know, that we had run most of the night and roll Amari to the basket. And if they didn't help, he would be open. If they did, we were going to look for Channing.
barring a few quarters of good offense that most of your field percentages did recently, what do you attribute that to?
We're not making shots. You know, we're not making shots. We shoot 44% tonight. You know, we shot 42% the other night. You know, we just, I mean, we're at 50% most of the game. If you go back and look, and fourth quarter comes around, we're at 50%. We've got to be able to shoot 50% in the fourth quarter. We didn't do that. You know, we have to be able to execute, and we have to be able to come up with stops. I mean, guys, we gave up 21 points in the fourth quarter. That should be enough, but we should be able to score enough points to win the game. And we're the offensive team that we talk about being.
Alan, there's one thing that's bothering you the most about the team right now. What is it?
That we're not finishing games. You know, we're not finishing games. You know, that this is another one. But, you know, I guess the big thing is that if you go back and look, we've had 15 games where we've had sizable leads. And, you know, we've lost, I think, 9 of those. So, you know, to me, all I want to have happen is that when I go out there, I know that we're competing and playing as hard as we can, and that we're mentally doing what we're supposed to do, executing what we're supposed to do. And in a lot of certain situations, we're not doing that, and that's something that has to stop. You know, if we're not executing, then we don't have a chance.
Is Amari okay physically? He was looking a little sluggish left.
He said he is. You'd have to talk to him about that. Thanks, guys.